go ahead and call a Legislative and Budget and Audit Committee meeting to order. It's 9th of November 2017, 30 seconds late, almost 8 a.m. Today, we're going to try to be out of here at 9 o'clock, if at all possible, because we have other meetings going on, so we're going to move along and try to keep the chit-chat to a minimum and stay on point. We're going to start with approval of the agenda. Rep. Josephson.
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the agenda.
We have objections for approval of the agenda. Seeing none, next item, approval of the September 7, 2017 minutes. Rep. Josephson.
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of the September 7, 2017 meetings as presented.
Do we have any objection? Seeing none, let's stop there for a minute. Let's back up and do a roll call. I jumped over that. We got to have that.
Representative Kawasaki?
Here.
Representative Seaton?
Here.
Representative Sponholt?
Here.
Representative Johnston?
Here.
Representative Ortiz Alternate? Vice Chair Josephson?
Here.
Senator McKinnon?
Here.
Senator Bishop?
Here.
Senator Diesel? Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Senator Von Imhoff Alternate?
Here.
Chair Stedman?
Here. Okay, we'll pick back up on the agenda and apologize for jumping out of order just due to enthusiasm for production. Approval of October 26, 2017 minutes. Rep. Josephson.
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of the October 26, 2017 meeting as presented.
We have objection for adoption of the minutes of October 26th. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and adopt those. We'll move down in now to the RPL requests. We have an RPL. We'll have Mr. Teal come forward, please, dealing with HESS, the Medical Assistance Program. Mr. Teal, if you could take us through this RPL request for $525,000 in federal receipts, please.
Thank you. For the record, I'm David Teal, Director of the Legislative Finance Division. And in RPL 06-8-0367, the Department of Health and Social Services requests $525 million in federal receipts for the medical assistance program. The money will be split between two programs, the IHS, Indian Health Services, expansion and non-expansion, and then Medicaid, again, both expansion and non-expansion. Expansion accounts for about 80% of the funds here. We don't see any technical issues, and the request comes as no surprise to us, given a FY17 supplemental appropriation of about $238.5 million, and then an 18 increase of only $21.8 million. So we expected a shortage of federal funds, and you may be interested to know that you may be interested in some additional information that's provided in the RPL relating to general funds, which is not in front of the committee at this time. Just the federal funds are requested. But there's information in the RPL that says, I guess my interpretation of it is, you might expect the supplemental request for general funds somewhere between $63 and $100 million. But, of course, this RPL requests only the authorization to receive and expend the $525 million in federal funds.
And could you, for those watching at home, could you give us kind of a brief rundown on the impacts if we decline the request to receive federal funds?
If you decline the request, the department will probably run out of federal authority, which may mean that providers don't get paid. It's really an issue of timeliness. I think that if you delayed, you would probably see the same request again in a supplemental. But it's a matter of timing. They need the money sooner rather than later.
We have questions from community members.
Joseph Senator. Senator McKinnon.
Through the chair, Director Teal, the so the about $400 million of the $525 million is expansion dollars, and those are monies to make people healthier, presumably, and to pay providers, and those dollars come into the state. Is that
Through the chair, that's correct.
Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Teal, can you tell me or confirm that we have an authorized system? So hasn't the Medicaid system been approved?
Through the chair, Senator McKinnon, I believe that process is over. That was, you know, that's kind of a two-year-old problem with new IT systems and approval by the feds of reimbursements, and I believe all that's cleared up, but the department's here and can probably answer that question with more certainty.
Mr. Chairman, if I could hear from the department, that was not certified at the beginning of this year, and we were still under review with federal auditors.
We have somebody from the department that can volunteer to come forward. It's all volunteer in the room now. You can identify yourself for the record and who you represent and help Senator McKinnon with her question, please.
Sure. For the record, my name is Shonda O'Brien. I'm the Assistant Commissioner for Health and Social Services. So we have been working with CMS to get the certification of the MMIS system for quite some time. We had every reason to believe that we would have it early this year, early in FY18. We recently, due to some changes in CMS leadership, we have been given a corrective action plan that we're working through with them, and that corrective action plan is due to be complete by December. So we have every reason to believe from CMS that we will be certified by the end of December.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a follow-up with the department, but our auditors are going to have concerns when they can't audit a system, and this is it's not a reflection on those that are here today. But I'm just telling you that this is a huge problem. We were told the system would be certified some time ago. I believe last summer we were told that we were submitting the application, we'd be certified, and then we were told during a variety of special sessions that we would be certified by January of 2017. We still had problems, and so my concern for our auditors are, I certainly don't want to vote no in being able to provide services to Alaskans, but the legislature, as the appropriation body, could wind up with a huge number larger than what Mr. Teal is reflecting at 63 to 100 million. I've sat in the chair that you're, that Representative Seaton is sitting in, and been told and had to come up with $230 million because of how short we were. So I'm just, I would just like to point out from this committee's perspective, this is very important that we're certified, because our auditors cannot go in and do a compliance check until we get certified, and we don't even know if the system is operating how it should.
So it sounds like we should then move forward with this RPL, bring that issue into the both finance committees through the budget process and legislative process and try to get this worked out. Any other questions? Senator Von Imhoff.
Thank you. So a quick question, is part of the audit going to look at Medicaid eligibility, processing, backlog, speed, et cetera? I know from constituents that has been an issue. Is the audit going to look at that?
Mr. Chairman, if I might. Brief of these?
Yes, I think the question is premature at this time, so we can take it up at that question at a different time.
Okay, thank you. Other questions, concerns for the audit?
Mr. Chair?
RPL.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Representative Sponholz. I'll help you.
I'll have it down by the time we're done.
It's easier to say than to spell, sir. I had a question for Ms. O'Brien. Were there new standards or questions that were raised in the administration changed last year that might have extended the deadline? Did that change anything? Were there new questions that came up?
Through the chair, Representative Sponholz, I don't believe that the issues with the certification had anything to do necessarily specifically with the administration change, but there's new leadership in CMS, and I believe that they had an opportunity to review some things and maybe had a few more requirements that they wanted to address. But we've been given communication that indicates that they don't believe that there's going to be any problem with us demonstrating that we've met those requirements. It's just a timing issue, and so we've been working pretty regularly and communicating very frequently with CMS on the certification, particularly. We had some communication early in the summer that indicated we would have certification by August, but things have, anyway, it was delayed.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions? Any concerns? Seeing none. Rep. Josephson.
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the following RPL. RPL 06-8-0367, Department of Health and Social Services, Medical Assistance Program, $525 million in federal receipts. Fund code 1002 as the supplemental FY18 operating budget item.
We have a motion to move forward with the RPL. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move forward with the RPL request. Next item, item number six, RPL dealing with the disaster relief mission to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And Mr. Teal, you want to take us through that also?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That RPL was submitted by the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. It requests authority to receive and spend $1 million of federal receipts to reimburse costs associated with deploying 60 Alaska National Guard members to the Virgin Islands to help with the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. And the deployment's already occurred, and they're requesting money. The urgency here is that they need the money in order to ensure that personnel are paid in a timely manner.
And this is just a disbursement of federal receipts.
That's correct.
Questions, concerns on this? Seeing none, Rep. Gosselin.
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the following RPL. RPL 09-8-0106. Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, State Active Duty, $1 million statutory designated program receipts, fund code 1108 as a supplemental FY18 operating budget item.
We have a motion to move the RPL forward. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move this RPL forward. Next item number seven, RPL request dealing with domestic violence and sexual assault. Mr. Teal.
This is RPL 12-8-3016, and in it, the Department of Public Safety requests $2 million in federal grant receipts for domestic violence programs. The grants are complicated by the fact that they come from four primary sources in amounts that change from year to year, and that each of the grants, well, they're often multi-year grants, so there's overlap. And it makes it difficult to determine exactly how much money is available for a particular year. DPS, Department of Public Safety, intends to improve service by better managing the grants. The primary issue here is that they can't spend the grants they have without an increase in authorization, which is what this RPL is asking for. They anticipate requesting an increase of about $4 million in federal receipt authority in the FY19 governor's request. No additional general funds are associated with this additional grant money.
We have questions, sir. Senator McKenna.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there someone from CDVSA here?
Somebody from the department here?
Mr. Chairman, the administration, when they changed out leadership at CDVSA last year, said that we would have a plan on how we were going to combat domestic violence and sexual assault in our state. To date, I haven't seen such a plan, and I have spoken briefly with the new administrator, the new director of CDVSA, but again, just would put on notice that this issue is huge in our state. There is a national conversation going on about how we treat people, specifically women, since women are 90% more likely to be the victim versus a male of domestic violence or sexual assault, though males are affected and domestic violence is perpetrated against males also. Mr. Chairman, I just am making a point that the administration owes us a plan of what they were going to do. They took a person that led that organization that had was extremely qualified in the issues and had a decades worth of knowledge, and I would like to see the plan on how we're going forward inside local communities to address this issue. So I'm supportive of this RPL and moving forward and accepting the money, but would just like to ask the administration to provide us those additional details.
Just as an idea, possibly we have committees in both both bodies, and health and HES and finance, and it may be an item that is of immense public interest to have the department come in and talk about. Any other concerns on this RPL? Seeing none, Rep. Josephson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the following RPL. RPL 12-8-3016, Department of Public Safety, Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, $2,004,750 in federal receipts, fund code 1002, as the supplemental FY18 operating budget item.
We have a motion to move this forward. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move this forward. Next item, item number 8, RPL 12-8-123013, Statewide Information Technology. Mr. Teal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This RPL was also submitted by the Department of Public Safety. We request $1 million to allow the agency to spend a portion of a federal grant to improve the criminal record system in Alaska. And that would be to bring us into compliance with FBI requirements. The same amount will be requested in the FY19 budget and presumably later than that, since the deadline for compliance is January of 2021. No new positions, no general funds associated with this. We don't see any technical issues.
Thank you. We have questions, concerns on this RPL request. Seeing none, Rep. Josephson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the following RPL. RPL 12-8-3013, Department of Public Safety, Statewide Information Technology Services, $1 million in federal receipts, fund code 1002, as a supplemental FY18 operating budget item.
We have a motion to move this forward. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move this RPL forward. Next item number 9 on the agenda, it's an executive session. We'll be going into executive session to discuss final and preliminary audit reports. Rep. Josephson.
I move that Legislative Budget and Audit go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22 for the purpose of discussing confidential audit reports under Alaska Statute 2423.01. I ask that the following individuals remain in the room or online. Chris Curtis, necessary staff for legislative audit. Any legislators that are not on Legislative Budget and Audit, and any legislative staff working for committee members.
Okay, we will objection to that. We will stand at ease while we clear the room. At ease.